Thank you so much. Well, do you mind standing one last time? We're going to hold up our Bibles in a moment, but so glad to have you in the house of the Lord today. Do you know your new week is going to go better because you've taken time to honor God? The scripture says that God is a rewarder of those that seek after Him. And I think about all the places you could be at an 8:30 or 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning in a big city like Houston. You could be out mowing your lawn, running errands, going to the mall, but you said, I'm gonna go to the house of the Lord. So I want you to know that God's smiling down on you today. All of you watching online, it's the same thing. So thanks for being a part of the Lakewood family. We just speak blessings over you and your family. And just as I said earlier, 2021's gonna be a favor-filled year for you and your family. Keep that down in your spirit. Well, I like to start with something funny, and I heard about this group of school children. They were in the cafeteria line at their Catholic elementary school. At the start of the line, there was a big bowl of apples. A nun had written a note that said, take only one, God is watching. At the end of the line, there was a big bowl of chocolate chip cookies. One of the children had written a note. It said, take all you want, God is watching the apples. Say it like you mean it. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I will be taught the word of God. I boldly confess, my mind is alert, my heart is receptive, I will never be the same. I am about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, ever-living seed of the word of God. I'll never be the same, never, 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 I'll never be the same in Jesus' name. God bless you. I want to talk to you today about nothing missing. We all go through disappointments and things we didn't see coming, and it's easy to accept it and think that that's the way it's always going to be. We went through a breakup, we'll always be lonely. Had a setback in our business, we'll always struggle. Came down with an illness, we'll always have to deal with it. But God didn't say we wouldn't go through challenges, we'd never experience loss, but He did promise when He's finished, nothing will be missing. He's a God of restoration. You may have lost your health, lost your joy, lost a position, but that's not how your story ends. Don't judge your situation too soon. The loss is only temporary. It's just a season. You're going to get it all back. Your health is coming back. Your confidence is coming back. Your child is coming back. Your strength is coming back. Nothing will be missing. Someone may have left you, walked out of a relationship. You think you'll always be alone. The right person is going to find you, someone better than you've imagined. You tried to accomplish the dream. The doors didn't open. God's going to open a better door. He didn't give you the dream and not have a way to bring it to pass. Maybe you didn't have a good childhood. Nobody was there to encourage you. You feel shortchanged. Don't worry. God saw what happened. He's going to make up for who did you wrong. He's going to pay you back for what you didn't get. Instead of living discouraged, thinking you've seen your best days, turn it around. Father, thank you that nothing will be missing in my life. The joy, the peace, the health, the strength, the family, the dreams. Lord, I thank you that you are restoring everything that I've lost. See, instead of having a poor old me mentality, look what I've been through, have a nothing missing mentality. I'm gonna get it all back. This is what happened with Job. He was a good man, had a good family, successful business. Then one thing after another came against him. He lost his health, lost his business, lost his children. He was so discouraged, the scripture says he sat down among the ashes. He thought, I'll never recover from this. It's all downhill from here. His wife even said to him, Job, just curse God and die. Just when he, really encouraging wife, just when he was about to give up, this friend came along, said in Job chapter 5, Job, if you'll look to God, He will rescue you. He will save you from death. You will not be taken before your time. When you visit your pastures, nothing will be missing. Here he's just lost all of his flocks, lost his health, his family. It's all gone, and God showed up and said, Job, stay in faith. This loss is only temporary. When I get through, nothing will be missing. I can see Job get up out of the ashes, dust his clothes off. He looked up to the heavens and said, I know my Redeemer lives. In the midst of all the trouble, all the heartache, when he could have been complaining, bitter, he started declaring that God was on the throne, that what he started, he would finish. There was a shift in his thinking. From this loss is permanent, I've seen my best days, to restoration is coming. Health is coming. Victory is coming. I can hear him saying, Father, it doesn't look good. The odds are against me, but I believe what you promised. Nothing will be missing in my life. I don't have joy now, but thank you that joy is coming. I don't feel well, but thank you that health is coming. My flocks are all gone, but thank you that abundance is on the way. When you go through setbacks, you can complain, talk about what you've lost, or you can get in agreement with God and talk about restoration. Father, thank you that what was meant for my harm, you're turning to my advantage. You said no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. Lord, thank you that I will recover everything that I've lost. And that's what God did for Job. He not only restored what he lost, but God gave him twice what he had before. He was more blessed after the challenge than he was before. God makes the enemy pay for bringing the difficulty. Verse 16 says, Job went on to live another 140 years after the challenge and saw his children and grandchildren. He died an old man, having lived a long, good life. He didn't die bitter, lonely, discouraged. Just like God promised, nothing was missing. He had his health, his family, his business, peace, abundance. He didn't look like what he had been through. If you would have told him in the middle of the difficulty, when he had boils all over his body, that one day he was going to be happy, healthy, living an abundant life, he would have thought, how's that possible? That's the way our God is. Don't judge the rest of your life by what's coming against you now. God is saying to you what he said to Job, nothing is going to be missing. You may be missing joy, missing health, missing children. Life has thrown you a curve. You don't see how it could ever work out. God has it already figured out. Like Job, you're not going to look like what you've been through. When God gets finished, nobody will be able to tell that you went through the sickness, through the breakup, through the pandemic, through the loss. You're going to come out stronger, healthier, more fulfilled, good family, blessed, prosperous. Get this down in your spirit. Yes, something may be wrong now, but God is not finished. Your time is coming. The scripture says God set an end to Job's difficulty. Just like there was a start to that problem, there's an end to the problem, an end to the sickness, an end to the addiction, an end to the limitations. When God says it's time to restore, all the forces of darkness cannot stop him. Whatever you've lost, whatever looks permanent, whatever you think has limited your life, there's about to be a shift. God is going to suddenly thrust you into healing, bring the right people, turn the business around, give you joy, peace, victory like you've never seen. I talked to a young lady, and she and her husband had been trying to conceive a baby for many years with no success. Her dream from the time she was a little girl was to have a child. Her mother had a hard time conceiving, and her grandmother ran in her family. After taking all the fertility treatments, doing everything medically speaking that she could, the doctor told her that it wasn't going to be possible. There was nothing more they could do. For months, she would get up in the morning weeping, so heartbroken. One day she was driving to work and she flipped on our Sirius XM channel, and I was talking about how God has the final say and how he can do what medicine cannot do. She said something came alive on the inside. She wasn't raised in church. She believed in God, but she'd never heard anything like that. She started reminding God what he promised, that children are a gift from the Lord. All through the day, instead of being discouraged, she would thank him that her baby was on the way. When she was tempted to get down, she would go out to her car and listen to another message to help keep her faith built up. 2 weeks ago, she called weeping. This time they weren't tears of sadness, they were tears of joy. She just found out she was 10 weeks pregnant, not with one baby, but with twins. The doctor said, I don't know how this happened. He didn't have an explanation. That's what God promised, that nothing is going to be missing in your life. You know, thoughts tell us you'll always be barren, always be lonely, always be addicted, always struggle. Don't believe those lies. God sees what you've lost. He knows what wasn't fair, what's holding you back. It's not permanent. The baby is coming. The freedom is coming. The dream is coming. The abundance is coming. In the scripture, David was 29 years old. He was living in the city of Ziklag with 600 of his men. He'd worked at the palace, but had to leave because King Saul was jealous and trying to kill him. The prophet Samuel had anointed him to be the next king of Israel when he was 17. He wasn't in Jerusalem, where it was prophesied he would lead the nation. He wasn't in Bethlehem, where he was raised. Ziklag was a temporary place. He was in between prophecy and destiny. It wasn't where he was from, and it wasn't where he was going. It was a place of waiting. We all encounter some Ziklags. We know what God's promised. We know the dream he's placed in our heart, but we're not seeing it happen. No doors are opening. We're not able to conceive. Our health isn't improving. When you're in Ziklag, in between places, it's very important that you keep being faithful. Keep doing the right thing. Keep reminding God of the promises. Ziklag is a test. Are you going to get discouraged? Think that you're stuck there? Give up on your dreams? No, stay in faith. Ziklag is only temporary. David and his men had been out on a 3-day journey to fight with the Philistines. They were returning home when they noticed smoke billowing in the distance. It was in the direction of their city. And I can imagine they started walking faster, wondering what was going on. When they got closer, their worst fears came true. The Amalekites, these bandits, had come in and raided their city. They captured all their wives and children. They took all their possessions and burned down their homes. Here David had been out doing God's will, protecting the people, and his own city was destroyed. His wife and children had been kidnapped. The scripture says, David and his men wept until they could not weep anymore. Now, David was a warrior. He'd gone through great challenges. He had defeated Goliath, withstood all kinds of trouble, but this blow knocked the wind out of him. He didn't see it coming. On the way to our destiny, there will be some zigzags. We're doing the right thing, but the wrong thing happens. We're being our best, business goes down. Lose a loved one, fighting anxiety, dealing with a child that's off course. David's men were so upset, so distraught, that they talked about stoning David. Just when he thought it couldn't get any worse, his own men turned on him. David was at a very pivotal moment. He could have gotten bitter, blamed God, given up on his dream. This could be the last time we ever read about David. He could have faded off into the sunset, missed his destiny. But David made a decision that we all have to make when we encounter a zigzag. The scripture says he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Sitting in the ashes, looking at home still smoldering, men all around angry, ready to take him out. Instead of complaining, instead of being depressed, he started reminding himself that God was still on the throne. God, what you've spoken over my life is still going to come to pass. I believe that you're a God of restoration, that this is not how my story ends. David dried his tears, got up out of the ashes, and went alone to pray. He asked God if he should go after the Amalekites. God said, yes, go after them, for you will surely recover everything that was stolen. God is saying that to you. You may have lost some things. Don't sit around in self-pity. It's time to dry your tears and go after what belongs to you. You will surely recover your health. You will surely recover your children. you will surely recover your peace. You will surely recover that dream. God is a surely God. He's not hoping it will work out. He controls the universe. He's breathing in your direction right now. You and God are a majority. Him being for you is more than the world being against you. David set out toward the Amalekites. When he arrived, they were having a big party, dancing, drinking, celebrating the victory. Sometimes the enemy celebrates too soon. He thinks you're done, you've given up. What he doesn't realize is you know what God promised, that if you pursue, if you believe, you get your hopes up, you will recover all. Nothing will be missing. See, when you pursue, God starts fighting for you. Angels go to work. Forces of darkness are broken. The wrong people are moved out of the way. You'll see healing, favor, victory. David and his men attacked the Amalekites. They not only defeated them, but they got back everything that was stolen. They got their wives and children. The scripture says, nothing was missing, small or great, son or daughter, or anything else that had been taken. David got everything back. Now you may be in zigzag. You've lost some things, it wasn't fair. If you'll get your passion back, start believing again, like David, you're going to get it all back. Nothing is going to be missing. The health is coming back. The business, the children, the joy, it's coming back. God is not going to leave you at a deficit. He's keeping the records. He knows what belongs to you. David not only got all of his possessions back, but his men gathered up what belonged to the Amalekites. They came out with more than what they had before. And what's interesting is 3 days later, King Saul was killed in a battle. David was made king. This was 13 years after Samuel had anointed him. It's significant that after David's greatest challenge, he was only 72 hours away from taking the throne. When you're in zigzag, stay encouraged. You don't know what God is up to. You're not only going to get it all back, but God is about to promote you. Zigzag is a sign that a new level of your destiny is on your way, that you're about to see what God promised you, that you're about to come out of the interim place, out of that place of waiting into your place of destiny. But we all have to go through a few zigzags on the way to our purpose. Difficulties that come out of nowhere, things we don't understand, lost a loved one, fighting depression, people trying to discredit us. You have to remind yourself that zigzag is a temporary place. Voices will whisper, you'll never get out of this challenge. You'll never recover from this sickness, never have that baby, never meet the right person. Just settle there among the ashes, just accept it. The reason those lies are coming is the enemy doesn't want you to rise up and leave zigzag. He doesn't want you to have a recover all mentality. He wants you to have a poor old me mentality. You have to say, no thanks, zigzag is not my home. This is not how my story ends. I know what God promised, that nothing will be missing, large or small. There was a lady diagnosed with stage 4 cancer, and it didn't look good. She had spent most of her childhood in the hospital. She had a sickle cell gene that caused her many problems. And years later, the thought of having to go back to the hospital, deal with this illness, take the treatment, was very discouraging. She sunk into a deep depression, didn't want to leave the house, didn't want to get out of bed. Sunday mornings, her husband would turn on our program. She would weep the whole time I was speaking. She said, it was like you were just talking right to me. She started believing that God was bigger than the cancer, that her life was not over. For 2 years, as she took the treatment, had surgery, she felt a strength that she had never felt. Today, she's not only cancer-free, she defied the odds, but she doesn't have the sickle cell gene anymore. She told how she used to be so quiet and so reserved, but now she's written a book. She speaks at different events, telling how God helped her overcome. She said, when people see me, they always comment on how I don't look like what I've been through. She's happier and more fulfilled than she's ever been. What am I saying? Ziklag is not your home. It's a temporary place. When you're in Ziklag, you have to remind yourself what God promised, that you're going to recover all, that nothing is going to be missing. Maybe gone now, but God is not finished. Instead of dwelling on what you lost, what didn't work out, the negative report, you need to switch over to this nothing missing mentality. You may not see how it can happen. God has ways we've never thought of. He's not limited by what limits us. Like this lady, he's going to do something unusual, uncommon, out of the ordinary. Not just restore, but bring you out better than you were before. Now, I believe it's going to happen sooner than you think. There's about to be a shift, a suddenly, out of nowhere. You're on the verge of a breakthrough, a healing, a promotion. You're going to be able to say like this lady, nothing is missing in my life. A few years ago, we had a night of hope in Las Vegas, and I was able to visit with a gentleman named Steve Wynn. He's built many of the large hotels there, very successful and influential. He's an avid art collector, has masterpieces from all over the world. And as he was showing us some of the paintings in his home, he told about a famous Picasso painting that he purchased in 2001. At that time, it was valued at $60 million. It was one of his favorite paintings. He had a friend that really loved it as well, and Mr. Wynn agreed to sell it to this friend. The price was $139 million. That's pretty good. The night before the sale, he was showing the painting to some friends. He has an eye disease that affects his peripheral vision. As he was pointing to the painting, he didn't realize he was so close, he poked a hole in it with his elbow. They could all hear the canvas ripping. He turned around and saw a 2-inch tear. That was his Ziklag. That sale was off. The other man didn't want it. The painting was now valued at $85 million. That one tear resulted in a $54 million loss. God give us problems like that. Mr. Wynn found what he called an art surgeon, someone that would sew the individual fibers back together. It took two months, but you couldn't tell the painting had ever been torn. 6 years later, he sold the painting to the same man for $155 million, $16 million more than before the tear. The painting was worth more after it had been torn. When we've been through disappointments, bad breaks, sometimes it feels like we've been torn. We lost our value, made mistakes, should have been more focused. What I love about God is when he puts you back together, like this painting, you come out more valuable. He knows how to restore in such a way that nobody can tell what you've been through. You're not going to live with a tear, so to speak. What didn't work out is not going to affect the rest of your life. The sickness, the divorce, the loss, the bankruptcy, it doesn't lessen your value. Quit believing those lies that you've been through too much. Don't expect anything good. Don't believe for your dreams. You've been torn. Somebody did you wrong. You've had setbacks. Just stay in Ziklag. That is not your destiny. When God gets finished restoring, nothing will be missing. And the beauty of our God is even when we make mistakes, we bring the trouble on ourselves. God doesn't say, too bad. I would restore if you'd perform better. I would help you if you were more committed. God is full of mercy. When we get off course, the moment we turn back to him, he comes running toward us, not in judgment, but in mercy. Remember when the prodigal son left home, wasted all of his money, partying, making poor decisions? He ended up in the hog pen, feeding the hogs. He got so desperate, he had to eat the hog food to survive. It was his own fault. He should have listened to his father, made better decisions. Now he was dirty, smelly, hair not combed. He decided to go home. The father saw him a long way off and came running toward him. He didn't berate his son. He didn't tell him, you should have known better. The father never even brought up his past. One of the first things he said was, go get the best robe and put it on my son. Not any robe, bring the best one. Get some new shoes for him to wear. Put the family ring on his finger. Like that painting, the young man was torn. He thought his value had gone down. He said, "Dad, I don't deserve to be a son. Just let me live out in the barn, work as one of your staff." But the father who represents God said, in effect, "That tear is nothing for me. When I restore you, nobody will know what you've been through." A few hours later, after the young man showered, put on the best robe, new shoes, no one would have ever known that he'd been torn. This parable is showing us that when God restores, you're not going to come out almost as good. Grateful that at least you survived, you're going to come out with nothing missing. Fully restored, full of joy, gifts coming out, blessed, prosperous, healthy. Get rid of those lies. You'll always be at a disadvantage. Look at the mistakes you've made. That's the enemy trying to keep you from putting on the best robe. He'd love for you to go through life feeling condemned, unworthy. Don't take the bait. There's a best robe waiting for you. There's a ring of authority that has your name on it. Or maybe someone else put you at a disadvantage. You had a rough childhood. Friend walked away. Business partner cheated you. They caused you to tear. It wasn't even your fault. They didn't lessen your value. You know why? God is the master surgeon. He knows how to restore to where no one can tell. There's a famous poem that talks about a bird with a broken wing, how even though it's created to fly, created to soar, because its wing is injured, it will never get back off the ground. Very sad, depressing thought. Someone took the poem and put a new ending on it. They talked about how when God takes the bird, he begins to heal, restore, breathe new life into it. It ends by saying the bird with the broken wing will fly twice as high again. What's come against you has not limited your future. You're not tainted. When God restores, you're going to fly twice as high. You're going to go further. The enemy meant it for harm. God is turning it to your advantage. Now get rid of a defeated mindset and switch over to this nothing missing mentality. God sees everything that you've lost. He hasn't forgotten about you. You may be in zigzag. Things aren't fair. You've had bad breaks. God is saying to you what he said to David, you will surely recover everything that was stolen. Zigzag is not permanent. That's a sign that you're about to see restoration, that God is about to show out in your life. Now, I believe and declare nothing is going to be missing for you, large or small. Your health is coming back. Your family's coming back. Dreams are coming back. Confidence, abundance, breakthroughs, the fullness of your destiny in Jesus' name. And if you receive it, can you say amen today? Amen. Let's pray together. If you have 5 minutes, stick with me if you can. Lord, thank you for what we've heard today. We receive it into our spirits. I know it falls on good ground. Lord, we've all been through some zigzags, and there may be a few in the future, but Lord, we're not worried because our trust is in you. We thank you that you're a nothing missing God, a restoration God. Lord, I thank you that even today, faith is rising in your people's hearts. Lord, I thank you that you're taking what was meant for harm, and Lord, you're turning it to their advantage. And I just thank you, Lord, for those that feel discouraged today. Lord, I thank you that even this week, they'll see a sign of your favor. Lord, that you are restoring what the enemy's trying to steal. Lord, we know everything serves your plan. We may not understand it, but Lord, you can still use it to move us toward our destiny. I speak hope, healing, favor, and victory. Lord, we take the limits off of you. We may not see how it can happen, but we know you have a way. You've done it in the past. We know you'll do it again in Jesus' name. With our heads bowed in prayer, just a quick question. If your heart stopped beating in the next few minutes, are you at peace with God? Do you know where you'd spend eternity? If not, I would love to pray with you. I'm not here to condemn anybody. I'm here to help you find a new beginning. I know this comes from a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. In just a moment, if you're not at peace with the Lord, or maybe you are a Christian, but you've grown cold toward God, you know you need to rededicate your life. You need a fresh new start. If that's you, in just a moment, I'm going to ask you to take a step of faith and stand right where you are. and we'll pray together. I can't think of a better time to get on the road to victory than right now. God is not mad at you. Your sins have already been forgiven. All you have to do is accept the free gift of Christ's salvation. Will you do it today? The enemy in your thoughts will say, do it next week. Do it another time. Listen, the Bible says, today is the day of salvation. You're not hearing this by accident. Well, Joel, I don't want to stand in front of everyone. That's embarrassing. Listen to what Jesus said. If you won't be ashamed of me before people, then I won't be ashamed of you before my Father in heaven. I'm going to give you a great opportunity to show God that you're not ashamed of Him. If you're not at peace with the Lord, or you just need to rededicate your life, you need a fresh new start, a new beginning. If that's you, would you be bold, take that step of faith, and stand right where you are, and we'll pray together. Would you do that? Come on, Lakewood, let's give them a hand as they stand all over the building. Come on, now to be a few others. Anybody else? Come on, don't go home without peace. Anybody else? Take a step of faith. How about watching and listening? Just slip your hand up. Anybody else? Don't be left out. Still time for you. Anybody else? Well, God bless you. Please remain standing if you don't mind. Let me tell you how proud we are of you. I know that took courage to stand. More importantly, I know the angels are rejoicing in the heavens. It's going to be a new beginning in your life. God's never going to be ashamed of you. Now, Scripture says, whoever calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. I want to help you to call. Do you mind all praying this? Everyone that's listening, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. Come into my heart. I make you my Lord and Savior. Amen. Remain standing one more moment. I want to tell you again how much we love you. We're going to be praying for you. I also want to give you a personal invitation and a challenge to come back and be with us on a regular basis. We ask new believers, give us the next year of your life. Just like you go to work, make a commitment. You're going to be here every time you can, in person, online, if you're not comfortable. Maybe you live in another city. I'll make a promise to you. Before that year is over, your life will never be the same for the better. We're going to help you grow and become all God's created you to be. You can go online, take the New Beginnings course, and just a lot of different resources that we can help you until the church is fully back open, but we do want to help you to grow. Know this, the moment you stood up, God washed away all your sins, your mistakes, your failures. You are starting with a fresh, clean slate. Write it down in your Bible, August 1st, 2021, a new day of victory in your life. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Well, let's all stand together, if you would, please. Thanks for coming out today. How many of you are going home better off than you were before? Amen. Well, we love you. I want to speak a blessing over you. Until we meet again, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord show you His favor and have mercy on you. And may the Lord watch over you and give you His peace. God bless you. Have a great week, a favor-filled week. We'll see you back real soon.